That is item number 14 from DHHS General.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the potential impact of the Governor's 2013-2015 recommended state budget on the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. The Governor's budget included $29 million for mental health programs. Of that, there was $3.8 million that was allocated specifically for coordinated service teams. Because we already have that approach within our wraparound program, we will not be entitled to any of those monies. They also have the Comprehensive Community Services, CCS. There's a total investment of $10 million in that, for that effort. Of the $10 million, there's $6 million that's already going to be earmarked to 26 current participating counties, which will leave about $4 million left over for the rest of the state, and we intend to ask for most of that money, and hopefully we're successful. This initiative involves the establishment also of three regional peer-run respite centers to improve outcomes for individuals in crisis. However, the funding to run the respite centers may be insufficient to meet the statewide need. Staff estimates that it could cost up to approximately $1.2 million to establish one center compared to the $400,000 that's budgeted for the three centers. Included in the state budget are also a number of eligibility and potential reimbursement changes that also may significantly impact the Behavioral Health Division. It's a little premature, though, however, to accurately quantify the changes until the department is able to conduct more analysis and also get more details from the state. And also the budget has to be finalized, and they're going through that process right now. One area that holds revenue potential for BHD is the expansion of Badger Care for childless adults. The plan covers the plan only covers primary and preventative care, so the inpatient and community services won't receive revenue from that source. But it does cover the emergency room services, so we'll be able to draw down some money for that. An area that may have a negative impact on BHD involves the methodology of Medicaid reimbursement that is calculated at the emergency PNC. Currently, the rate is determined on a per diem basis. The new method will reflect reimbursement based on a patient's diagnosis. Staff is projecting that we could lose about $600,000 as a result of this change. Again, we'll be closely monitoring this over the next months and provide further analysis on an ongoing basis. No cuts are expected to youth aides right now at this point. However, they did increase their daily rates when we send an individual to State Department of Corrections. They increased their rate from 297 to 289. As you know, we have been sending less of our kids over there and trying to serve them more locally. We have been able to save money as a result of that approach and have generated surpluses in that program. What this change will do is potentially reduce the surpluses that we've been achieving over the years. So that's a brief overview of what we have from the Governor's report.
Thank you, Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director Clone, I missed the parts you said we weren't going to be able to benefit from.
The CTS funding, and that's because we already receive funding through the state for the wraparound program, and so that's embedded within that program.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, thank you very much for your reports.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And seeing no other comments or questions, we are adjourned.